Okay, Richard's always on the game, on the ball. You want to read his email, James? Richard from North Carolina.
He says, Ion, if I could get personal for a second, could you please answer this question? Why are you here, Ion?
Because of the question. Because of the question. That's a degree of separation. The why, who, what, when, where, and why, that would be on a cleanup on aisle six. Why we are here is because of the question. Because there is apparently a degree of separation between you and your power. So if there were no separation, if there were no breakdowns in your genetic code, if there were no separation within you or power, if you didn't find the propensity to put your power in a box or in a ball game or in whatever you put it into, is separate from you having your power, then you are correct. We would already be here, and we wouldn't have come. But no, wait, we really have always been here, and we really didn't come. But that's why we are here, is because the power flow that's taking place now is allowing human creators to have a way. You humans, you always find a way. It's so fabulous. You can napalm everything, and you somehow find a way to bring it back into a place of bliss. So, why we are here is to bring human creators back to their place of power. And that's our job all day, every day.
He goes on to say this right after that question. I am speaking to motive. What motivates you to do what you do? Why are you here? He said that right after the question.
Oh, the motivation? Well, there really isn't a motivation. And if you look up the definition of what motivation means, that would be understood. But if you want to use the word the way people think motivation is, then what happens is you come quickly into what this is about. Okay, the topical reference, the motivation. The only motivation is to bring individual human creators back into their power. That's all. Mm-hmm. And once they do, then we're already here, and then we're here. But see, the questioning is very interesting, and we like the way this is laid out because it's taking a hyperbole that there's a separation when there indeed is not.
Ion is eternal, but to human conditions within this situation right now allows Ion to show up appearing like it just showed up. It's the eternal Ion, but it's showing up now because of factors within the realm of noticing differences.
And that's because of diction. So you have a prediction, then someone should write a pre-dictionary.
Now, you mean speaking when you say diction?
Well, that's what they are referring to. It's a prediction.
Right. Why are you here to speak and to be heard in a way that's never been heard before?
Because the human creators have decided that they want their power back. And they're looking for a way, because of the degrees of separation, to seamlessly ease back into their place of power. It's what the Tea Party's doing. It's what the Democrats are doing, and the Republicans are doing, and the Russians are doing, and the Chinese are, well, not the Chinese, they don't care, they're happy. But many people are coming into this place. You're right, I'm wrong, I'm less than. No. I'm going to take my power regardless, and I'm going to leave you and what you think out of it. Then you're outside of what the system says is the law. And then what happens is you have a group, mass group. Everybody's tweeting about everything, and they're having individuality. Well, that's wonderful. But now individuality doesn't work so well when you're trying to coerce everyone to participate at a certain degree or level or way. But the people will yield, and then you beat them down into a box. You beat them down into unemployment. You beat them down into less thanness. And then once they get down to where they got nothing to lose, you better look out. They're not going to have it anymore. They're like, I got nothing to lose. Do your best. Now, we had other words that came to mind, but do your best. You've done all you can do. Now, get out of the way. Hurry up. Get on with it. Do what you're going to do and do it quickly. Oh, wait, that's what Jesus said, wasn't it?
Yeah, now, the letter from our fan that we just read, to me, was an expression of someone taking their own power.
Very deliciously, yes. In the considering thereof, which is fine. Perfect.
But I recommend that when you take your own power, be open to different understandings of what you think power is.
Okay. And if not, don't worry. K Karen will let you know that Bob's going to read every email, so you're less than, because he's going to be in charge, because that's the way it is. So that's nothing other than a little bit of contrast to go, well, that didn't work. Okay, let's know now what won't work. Let's see what will work.
Yeah.
I know, we'll go capture JW, and then we will have non-physical, and we'll put it in a box. And then, of course, we say, please yourself. Please yourself, but then that's why you had to have brush arbors to put the Ark of the Covenant anyway. Then you had to protect it. Then you had to cover it. Then you had to make sure that you had control of the, quote, the collective power. Now, we don't use collective very often, but that's what you're referring to here. And then you got to build a temple. And then somebody comes along and destroys the temple. And then you got to borrow money to build the temple. And then those cedars of Lebanon have to be imported. Well, now you're helping the GNP and the gross national product of these other countries to build the temple, the house, the Holy of Holies, the mercy seat, the Ark of the Covenant, because you separated yourself from the power. Well, then all of a sudden, then the Templars came along and had to rip it all out. They're like, hurry up, hurry up. The Mongols are coming to steal our power. Oh, get it out of here quick. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Get the treasures. Get the temple treasures. Get those emerald tablets. Stop. We'd hoped for so much more. You bother, it's so hard to get all this together, and we pile it all up separate from the human creators. Get it out. Hide it quick. Take it to Africa. No, take it to China. No, no, wait, there's a little island here. Nobody's ever been there. We'll go there. Oh, they'll find it there. Oh, my goodness, what are we going to do? Where's the power? How are we going to do this? We've now bound it all up, and we've hit it so good we can't find the power ourselves, or something like that.
Yeah, that would happen if they stole, hijacked JW.
Yeah, we wouldn't suggest it. Or the very next conversation would be, and how's that working for you?
Well, why did JW allow himself to be hijacked by Bob and Carolyn?
We're assuming he is.
1 point for Bob. And,
oh, my. You
know, granted, yeah, that's, since we're keeping score.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, okay, James, read the rest of his questions.
He goes on to say, and I think you've probably already answered this, are you here voluntarily, on holiday, run out of town, rebel without a physicality, not enough Twinkies, lusting after daughters of Eve? What? Why here, and yes, why now?
We saw how in North Carolina you were enjoying how being bored was a reason for living, and we thought we would enjoy it with you.
Marvelous creation. You're here to enjoy our marvelous creation.
Absolutely. And if boredom is the goal, we like boredom as good as excitement. That's exactly right. Because in boredom, there's no contrast. There's no preference. There's no preferee to be elected. There's no empty throne.
Ion, you're referring to a way earlier question by this same person who, what did he say, Bob, that he was bored in?
He was bored in North Carolina and maybe bored with us or something. And
well, he's still engaging, so no.
No. It was just bored, meaning there was nothing new, exciting going on. Everything was old ritualistic dogma that's being crammed down people's throat hole, and he was done with that. And this is new and exciting and refreshing, because it's kind of like, piqued some interest to go, well, wait a minute, this is new. We've not heard this quite before. Oh, Edgar Casey told things. Oh, yes, Seth had some speaking to do. Oh, yes, there are others who engage it. But all of a sudden, this is kind of fresh. This is kind of taking it all on. The full frontal non-physical nudity is delicious to come. Because there's nothing short of what Bill can stand on the show itself. We don't have limitations, and we'll get down with you wherever you are. It doesn't make any difference to us, because we know at the end of the day, if anything that brings you back into your place of coming into your power, regardless of the words, it's a fabulous day.
Are you here voluntarily?
We did not volunteer.
Are you on holiday?
Eternally.
Were you run out of heaven?
Well, what you say heaven is not.
Are you a rebel without a physicality?
We have nothing to rebel against.
Are you a part of physicality?
Absolutely. There's more non-physical in your physicality than there is physicality.
That's the spaces between the cells in scientific terms. And if you took all those spaces out of all 6 billion people or more on the planet, you then have all these 6 billion bodies come together, and they'd only be the size of a small sugar cube.
It'd be very, very heavy, but it could be contained in the same space as a sugar cube.
So when you transition, you feel huge because your spaces between the cells, which is your non-physicality, is not constrained in the physical anymore.
And the bounding place of what you call the human. Oh, and people use this word, and we just take great delight when they start this way. Oh, well, I'm only human. And you go, only human? And it's like, I'm only a superior God. What do you expect? I'm only the marvelous creator that made everything that I lay my eyes on. And yes, that includes a bullet in Abraham Lincoln's head, by the way. It's exactly what it means. If you know about something in your present, in your past, in your future, from your outer kingdom, then it is part of your creation. Because we can promise you, you can go to other worlds where that did not happen, and you would not find that to be the reality. So therefore, as a marvelous creator, if it were not, then it could not be in your knowing.
In this world.
In this world.
Is this world number one?
We like to use that way because it's just from a standard point. They each individually have names, but then you'd spend all of eternity naming them. But then that's the way disease works.
Richard from North Carolina continues, not enough Twinkies?
We love highly processed white sugar. Yes. More Twinkies. Yes. Bring on the sugar. Hey, you can make corn liquor out of it. You can just do wonderful things. You can preserve things. You ever had any very delicious preserves? They're just full of sugar. So, yeah, sugar it up, honey. Oh, sugar helps the medicine go down. Oh, yes. More Twinkies. That's exactly right. It's great. More Twinkies.
In a way, do you require medicine when you relate to us?
No. Well, although Ativan might be handy for JW now and again, depending on the flow, but we get so easy with it all, it's not so necessary. You know, but you always want to have Xanax on standby because you just never really know for sure.
Because JW picks up everything that Carol and I engage with or those associated with Ion and private readings. He picks it all up ongoing.
And once that connection is made, it's an ongoing process.
Yeah.
So for him, it becomes a very wonderful, delicious way of clearing. But because he knows, then he knows. So then does he own it? No. There's lots of things he knows he doesn't own. But he certainly could. He certainly could. And that's that process. And then he has to ask and answer the question. Herbert Marshall McLuhan, what is the fastest path to my joy? And then he answers that question, and it is. So then he decides that joy is indeed the fastest path to what is. Then the cares of life start growing strangely dim. Yes, people break their arms. Yes, people molest children. Yes, people starve to death. Yes, people commit suicide. Every death is that way. Yes, the grass won't grow. It grows too much. It's too hot. It's too cold. It's too bitter. It's too sweet. It's too long. It's too short. It's too much. It's not enough. Now, all that still is, but it doesn't have to be the definer for your reality. Now, the good news of this is that the human creators are getting down to the only thing that's ever really worked anyway. And if that's when you find out you can do that, you call Bob. Bob's the only way you can get it. You got to do it through Bob. Find out what relax and allow actually means. That you can come to Bob's the only way. If you can't go by Bob, then you're eternally lost. It's over. We'd hope for so much more. Bob is the preferiti. He'll probably take over the Catholic Church. And he is the Pope. And he'll lay it out. And then he'll make Marshall McLuhan a saint. And then you'll have to pray to Marshall McLuhan to get absolution for your sins. So y'all better be easy with this because it could go a long way down the road. Be very careful with this here.